Thank you, Laura. And I think actually that is an answer to a question on Pigeonhole that got 9 votes, which is how can local communities and civil society be better included and voiced in the multi-level processes of decision-making, which are mainly dominated by the UN, and actually they've just shifted the thing, so I'm now struggling to read it. They were dominated by the UN, international organisations and states until now. So I think that's very helpful. But a sort of warning to perhaps Assi and Vincent, after we've heard from the UN agencies and the NGO at the back, is one of these questions is how to coordinate local disaster response in countries where there are few to no local actors and or are difficult access to communities at risk. Bless you. And this time that was the UN sneezing. So I think if you could think about addressing that particular question, given the extent to which you understand both context and the local, very local communities, that would be helpful. There's also a question further down the list, which is about what role do children and youth in addressing climate change related to human mobility have? I think that's probably something which, again, you might want to touch on, Laura. I'll cover some other questions, but I did notice that an interesting question here, which all of you may want to think about, is what can the UN and other international and local organisations do to prevent the exploitations, such as trafficking, of those at risk in the aftermath of a conflict or these natural disasters, not least when it is slow onset, when these things can develop over time. And perhaps less observed. So I just thought I'd flag those as a preparatory. But let's move now to UNHCR, to be followed by WFP, and I think, is it Oxfam at the back?
Yeah, Oxfam.
So UNHCR first, please.